Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Okay, so December 8th, I will actually not be speaking with Mr. Chenier today. I won't even be speaking with Max. It's important to note that at the end of the year, it gets really crazy busy for cognac producers, especially the smallest cognac producers like Domaine Chenier. Of course, by the time November and December come around, harvest will be done, the wines will be made, distillation will be in full force, which is absolutely the case right now. But also what happens is end-of-year sales. Producers will have to do a lot of work to satisfy orders for clients for the end of the year. They will often attend weekly fairs. These are not like professional trade fairs, but they're more consumer or client-based fairs where people can come and chat with the producer, taste with the producer, and then buy bottles. So those go on almost weekly. There will be markets, local markets to attend to sell cognac. And then there's just lots to do to prepare the deliveries for the end of the year. And in cognac houses that only have one or two or three people, they are pulled in every which direction for all of these tasks. So for that reason, our schedules really just didn't align to get this podcast done. But that's okay. I do know enough about the house and enough about this particular cognac to chat about it for a few minutes for this podcast. So I can start by saying that the Chenier production, their brand and selling of their own bottles began in 1975. Then and now they do still sell cognac to a big house or big houses. So that's to say, not 100% of their cognac stays for the Chenier brand. They are located right in the heart of the Petit Champagne Cru in Artenac, where they have 20 or so hectares of vines. And they have another 18 or so hectares in Ligny-Sonneville, which is in the Grand Champagne Cru. So in the Chenier range today, they are making either Petit Champagne cognacs, Grand Champagne cognacs, or Fine Champagne cognacs, and that's it. In terms of the range today, just to quickly give an overview of what they're putting in bottle, they have a VS, which is entirely from Petit Champagne. They have a VSOP, which is a Fine Champagne, so Petit and Grand Champagne blended. They have an XO, which is exclusively from the Grand Champagne and is 20 years old. They have the Cognac Très Vieille Réserve, which we're tasting today, which is 100% Petit Champagne. That's a 30-year-old cognac. Then they have a 1989 Grand Champagne vintage, which is really cool. I hope they keep doing some vintages for the future. And then also, as a little side, they have an eau de vie de vin, so a clear spirit. I'm not sure if it's at 40% or at still strength, but they do have an eau de vie de vin, which is unaged. In terms of the barrels, they tend to prefer 400-liter barrels, Limousin oak with the wider grain that Limousin oak tends to give. Also, you'll recall that Limousin wide grain oak barrels tend to impart good color and tannins to the eau de vie, amongst other things. The Chai at Chenier is humid. And concerning this Très Vieille Réserve, it's 100% Petit Champagne, so coming from the vines, the estate vines in Artenac. It's probably 100% Uni Blanc, because that's, to my knowledge, the grape that the Domaine works with. It is 30 years old, so this is easily on par with other houses' Extra or Ordage cognac. It is bottled at 40% ABV. And I don't actually know. I don't have confirmation about any kind of sugar coloring additives. My understanding has always been that they don't add anything, especially from XO and above, other than water, right? Because to get down to 40% alcohol with these ages, they will add a little bit of water. But my understanding is that there's no sugar added here, nor is there any artificial coloring added. So again, yeah, it's a 30-year cognac, 100% Petit Champagne from Domaine Chénier. In terms of a tasting note, I get on the nose sort of an old wood note, like an antique wood note. It's quite nutty, and there are all sorts of warming spices, but I still wouldn't call it a spicy cognac, but there are just lots of spices. In addition to the spices, there is absolutely a chocolate note, a little bit creamy. There's fruit, sure, but it's absolutely not fresh fruit. It's not that really bright, chiseled, sunny fruit that we might get in like a young Grand Champagne. Here, I find the fruit to be a shade darker. I find the fruit to be a little bit drier, candied, and really spice-laden. In all, I would say the nose is very sophisticated and, yeah, it's a handsome nose, I would say. On the palate for me, yes, there's absolutely wood. There is spice. There's rancio. The fruit's there, sure, but it's more on that dried, candied fruit side of the spectrum. We're not on fresh, bright, chiseled fruit here. It's also like a little leafy, or I just imagine walking through a damp, dark, wet forest in fall or even winter. There's something kind of earthy and damp about it, which adds something of intrigue to the cognac. Finish is medium. I wouldn't say longer than that. Medium finish. And there's a slightly bitter, slightly tannic note at the end, which kind of wraps things up nicely. I do tend to like that. So it's a really nice cognac. I keep coming back to this word, sophisticated and handsome. I think it shows everything that an old, 30 years is certainly old, Petit Champagne can and should be. And yeah, it's got a nice complexity and it's got a really nice drinkability. And the way that these cognacs are presented and then their pricing makes them very, very accessible and really authentic. And yeah, it's a wonderful addition to the calendar. I'm very, very happy to have it. I'm really a big fan of the other Chénier cognacs, notably their XO and their 1989. I really think they're wonderful. So yeah, great addition to the calendar. Really happy about this. If you've never had a Chénier cognac, well, now you have. And I would definitely encourage you to try the XO and even their vintage. They're 1989 right now, and let's see what other vintages will come in the future. So that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back with more calendar cognacs throughout December. Take care. Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.